My name is Jeffrey Hutchins. For this read, I've taken the liberty to use some contractions because most people in the South, and I live on the borderline state, talk with contractions. Instead of saying it is, we say it's. Instead of saying they are, you say they're. Usually, not all the time. Anyway, I'm happy to read this any way you like. But this demo is with some contractions. In front of his office, he dismounted and signaled for Zach to follow. He ordered Zach to sit. He was actually punier than he had previously appeared, and he spoke with a staccato German accent. His tone was authoritarian. "How is our sharpshooting friend doing?" Zach did not answer. "How is our sharpshooting friend doing?" he asked in a louder, more demanding voice. "As well as can be expected," Zach muttered. "Good. That's good to hear." Wurz was silent for a moment, then said, "The prisoners seem not to be happy. Maybe because it is so crowded?" Zach stared at him blankly. "Are our northern friends planning to escape? Trying to fool my gods?" Zach felt trapped. Wurz rose from his chair, leaned over him, and demanded, "Are you planning an escape?" Wurz stood in front of Zach, no more than 2 feet away. He tapped his fingers on the desktop in progression, like an impatient teacher. Zach could not hold Wears's glare. He looked down and said softly, "I'm not involved in any escaped attempt."
"Ah, yes, but you know of some, is that correct?"
Wears's voice was getting higher, and his face was turning red.
"Is that correct?"
"Sir, those men out there only talk about three things: food, exchange, and escape. They have nothing else to occupy themselves with," Zach said firmly. Wurz sat down, apparently satisfied.
"I suppose you're right."
Looking down at a piece of paper, he continued,
"You reported when you first became our guest that you are a gunsmith. Is that correct?"
"Yes, sir."
"You are a bit young to be a gunsmith, wouldn't you say?"
"My father has a gun shop in Tennessee. I've been working with him for quite a while."
"I see. Does he have a specialty?"
"He likes to improve guns, make them more accurate at longer distances with faster actions."
"Mostly American guns, would you say?"
"No. My father's from England. He's equally comfortable with European and U.S.-made firearms."
"As well as you, I presume?"
"Well, yes. Let me give you a little test."